Welcome to this month's installment of Author Audio, brought to you by Quality Progress Magazine and ASQ, the global voice of quality. My name is Mark Edmond, and I'm the associate editor of Quality Progress. This month, I'm speaking with one of the co-authors of September 2012's cover story, Pointed in the Right Direction. Hugh Dunmeyer is president of NLAR Compliance Services in Largo, Florida, and she's also an expert on ISO 19011 standard, Guidelines for Auditing Management Systems. It recently underwent some changes, and he is here today to explain some things to us. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Tell listeners a little bit more about your background and your involvement with 19011.
The most relevant information about my background is that I've been involved in auditing for a little over 30 years. My initial experience was associated with compliance audits, evaluating the compliance with safety and health requirements, such as the OSHA standard, first in university laboratories and healthcare facilities, then in industrial settings, in Superfund cleanup sites, and now in a range of organizations from mining and manufacturing operations to biotech research laboratories and distribution warehouses. I got this auditing experience first as an engineer and an industrial hygienist, and then later as an attorney and now as a management system consultant.
Okay. Tell listeners, give us an idea of how many organizations actually use 19011.
It's difficult to come up with a number. Since 19011 is a guidance document, organizations don't actually get certified to it like they do for ISO 9001 or ISO 14001. In addition, because ISO 19011 is used for developing other standards and requirements documents, organizations may be using it, or at least using the principles and guidelines set out in it, without even knowing it. For example, ISO 19011 was used in drafting ISO 17021, the standard that establishes requirements that are used for the accreditation of certification bodies, otherwise known as registrars. Therefore, every certification audit actually uses the guidance in 19011. Some organizations also use 19011 to develop their top-level corporate audit program procedures without even explicitly referencing the standard. In this case, the guidance in the document may be used throughout the company, but individuals using the corporate procedures may be unaware that it is from the ISO 19011 standard.
So the revision that you wrote about, you and Gary wrote about in the September edition, the revision became official in November. There are a number of changes. Can you give us some highlights and what users need to be aware of?
Probably the most significant change associated with the standard was the expansion in coverage from covering only quality and environmental management system audits to covering audits of any management system. This includes internal audits of a range of different management system disciplines, including occupational health and safety and information system security, among others. The goal of this expansion is to facilitate the use of combined audits, which are audits of multiple management systems, as well as audits of integrated management systems, where a management system has been established to meet the requirements of multiple management system standards. Another change in the standard is that Clause 7, Competence and Evaluation of Auditors, was significantly rewritten to apply more generally to audits of any management system discipline. The significant difference is the shift in focus from specifying competence requirements, as was done in a table in the 2002 edition, to outlining the process that should be used for evaluating and selecting competent auditors.
How quickly do these organizations need to act upon these revisions?
The guidance and the standard can be used immediately. Since it's a guidance document and not a requirements document, there's really no specified transition period like there are with other standards.
You mentioned in the article that despite all the work, the revision of the standard, there's still room for improvement. What are some areas of the standard that you think will need to be addressed in the coming years?
The first area would be supply chain audits. Many organizations are now developing and publishing what are called sustainability reports. An increasingly important part of this sustainability reporting relates to supply chain issues, including such things as the environmental and occupational health and safety practices of the suppliers to companies. What is currently missing is guidance on evaluating or assessing the integrity of the information that's provided about supply chain practices. This is an area that was covered in the U.S. supplement to the 2002 edition of ISO 19011, but was not included in the edition that was published last year. Second, additional guidance on internal audits, particularly related to the use of new technologies involving remote auditing and computer-based audit reporting.
It's funny, we're already talking about building on it and making it better. When do you foresee discussion starting on the next revision and actual action taking place?
Internationally, all ISO standards are on a 5-year review cycle. This likely means that ISO 19011 won't be revised for several years. In the United States, we think this is too long, so we have initiated a work project to develop supplemental guidance documents as ANSI standards. One of those would be on supply chain auditing, and a second on performing internal audits. The goal is to review the information that was in the 2008 edition of the U.S. supplements to ISO 19011, update and expand upon it as necessary to address important new developments, and then publish practical guidance that would be helpful to those tasked with conducting management system audits.
Let me back up just a little bit and ask you more about your involvement with 19011 and how you got started and why do you participate in these activities?
I initially got started in the U.S. TAG, or Technical Advisory Group, to TC207 because of my interest in the ISO 14001 standard. That's the Environmental Management System standard. I represent the American Industrial Hygiene Association, AIHA, on the TC207 because AIHA members are often involved in implementing environmental and occupational safety and health management systems. Internal audits are a very important part of all management system standards, including ISO 14001. And given the fact that I've been conducting audits for a long time, I was naturally interested in developing guidance that would be helpful to conducting more effective and efficient audits.
So in the feature article, you included an invitation to others to become involved in future standards development. Give listeners an idea of some activities, what kind of input and involvement you're talking about, what's needed.
Well, the main thing I'd like people to consider is actually joining the ANSI Z1 auditing subcommittee, either as a member or as an observer, and then participating to provide input into the development of the two supplemental guidance documents I mentioned, one on supply chain and the other on internal auditing. This input can be either in, first, identifying areas that you're struggling with and you would like help answering, or in suggestions and solutions that you think would be helpful to others, sharing that expertise that you already have. Both types of input are helpful.
So we included some contact information in the feature article. If you're interested in finding out more, ASQ's standards group can be reached at 800-248-1946, or you can email the group at standards@asq.org. So I want to thank you, Thea, again for spending a few minutes to offer some highlights about 19011 and what users can expect. More details, of course, are provided in the feature article.
Thank you.
The name of the feature article is pointed in the right direction. In September 2012's Quality Progress magazine. You can also find it on our website, www.qualityprogress.com. This is Mark Edmond of Quality Progress magazine. Thanks for listening.